In this bulletin, National Cabinet to meet as New South Wales residents are warned to brace for difficult months ahead. The first group of evacuees from Afghanistan to arrive in Perth. And in sport, Magnus Cort Nielsen claims the sixth stage victory of the Spanish Vuelta cycling race. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. National Cabinet is to meet today to discuss more effective health responses to Delta outbreaks and the vaccine rollout. More specifically on the agenda is vaccinating children and preparations to allow 16 to 39-year-olds to get inoculated. Federal, state, and territory leaders and senior health officers will also discuss health system capacities and coronavirus hospitalization cases. New South Wales residents are being urged to prepare themselves for a difficult September and October as COVID-19 case numbers continue to climb. The state again broke its record for case numbers on Thursday with 681 infections registered. The government is currently looking at ways to give vaccinated people more freedom from next month. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has flagged that freedoms will be improved but not offered details. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Channel 9 what Australia might look like with vaccinated people out of lockdown and coexisting with COVID-19.
Then that's when, particularly if you're vaccinated, there'll be opportunity to go and have those household gatherings, the barbecues, going out for coffees, doing all those things. That's what we're working towards.
For now, all of New South Wales will remain in lockdown until the end of August. Victorians are being warned to brace for another increase in COVID-19 case numbers. Thursday's 57 cases were the highest number since last year's deadly second wave after dozens of day 13 tests were returned from isolating close contacts. COVID testing commander Jerome Weimar has warned that infections could be higher again on Friday. He also said the next 14 days of lockdown will be crucial. Queensland is launching a multilingual advertising blitz to counter vaccine hesitancy in multicultural communities amid fears a COVID-19 outbreak could spread rapidly among them. Vaccine hesitancy in Queensland is the second highest in the country after South Australia, and its vaccination rate is the second lowest after Western Australia. The state government has been criticized in recent months for sending mixed messages about the AstraZeneca vaccine and for a lack of urgency in the earlier months of the rollout. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says one of the biggest lags is that some of the health messaging is getting lost in translation.
We've seen in parts of Melbourne and, of course, in Sydney, where there have been some slow uptakes from our multicultural communities getting vaccinated. Well, we're going to make sure that definitely does not happen here in Queensland.
The first evacuees from Afghanistan are set to arrive in Perth as Australia continues a complex rescue operation following the Taliban takeover of Kabul. Federal officials are working with Western Australia to ensure the evacuees receive medical and mental health support. Western Australia has agreed to take in the passengers above the state's weekly quarantine arrivals cap. Other states will also be asked to help as the evacuation program continues. An Air Force plane transported 76 Australian citizens and Afghans with protection visas out of Kabul to a base in the United Arab Emirates. And now to sport. Magnus Cort Nielsen has won the sixth stage of the Vuelta a España after holding off Primoz Roglic, who took back the red leader's jersey with a strong second-place finish. Cort Nielsen was part of an early five-man breakaway along Spain's eastern coast. The Danish rider clinched his fourth stage win at the Spanish Grand Tour.
This one is special for me. It's in a very different way. The other stages I've won has always been in sprints, and I'm very happy to show that I can also do it in other terrains and from a breakaway finishing uphill like this today.
The Vuelta returns to the mountains tomorrow for a grueling 152-kilometer Stage 7 with a summit finish. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a few showers, 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 16. Melbourne, much the same, 16 degrees as well. Hobart, possible shower, also 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Wollongong, a sunny 23. Sydney, similar conditions as yesterday, 23 degrees as well. Newcastle, also sunny, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, a shower or two developing, 28. And Darwin, a sunny 34.